Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Well, welcome to our program on this Thursday. It's great to have you with us. I hope you've been with us all week as we've been listening to Derek Prince teach us about what is truth. Now, Derek went to great pains to establish the fact that philosophers are never going to be able to lead us to the truth because they start with themselves, because they lean to reason, because they lean to their own understanding. The fact is that Jesus is the truth. And in the Christian worldview, once you embrace a relationship with Jesus, once you embrace Him as the truth of God, then you're able to embrace the Scriptures as truth. The Bible very clearly says, "Thy word is truth." Your word, your Bible, what you have revealed is truth. Today we're going to learn about a different, or what we might call a third coordinate of truth, which is the Holy Spirit as truth. This is going to be great because the Holy Spirit has been so controversial as a topic in the body of Christ, but when we understand why He is sent and how He is truth, it removes a lot of the spookiness about who He is. And by the way, if you've missed any of this that we've been dealing with this week, log on to our website at derekprince.org. You can listen to this teaching, you can listen to it as often as you want. There are also other teachings as well as a great deal of wonderful information about what's going on with Derek Prince Ministries. So let's get right to it and listen now as Derek Prince teaches us about the Spirit of Truth.
Our theme for this week takes the form of a very searching and penetrating question. What is truth? We've seen two different ways in which the Bible answers this question. The first is stated in John 14, verse 6. Jesus says, "I am the way and the truth and the life." Jesus there presents Himself as the answer to the question, "I am the truth." But a little later on in John chapter 17, verse 17, in praying to the Father, Jesus says this, "Sanctify them," that's His disciples, "by the truth. Your word is truth." So we see that truth is found in the person of Jesus, but it's also found in the Word of God, the Scripture. In other words, the truth is found in Jesus as attested by Scripture. It's the Scripture's portrait of Jesus, which gives us the truth about Jesus, who is the truth. And I pointed out that nowadays many are presenting what Paul called another Jesus, a Jesus that's not attested by Scripture. I gave three examples, which I just mentioned briefly. The sentimental Jesus, all love, no judgment. The occult Jesus, a kind of super guru, or a Marxist revolutionary. None of those is a scriptural portrait of Jesus. So, in considering Jesus as the truth, we always have to find out, how did the Scripture present Jesus? Today I'm going to share with you yet another way of answering our question, what is truth? I'm going to show you what I call the third coordinate of truth. The first is Jesus, the second is the Scripture, the third is the Holy Spirit. This is what John, and notice again it's John who's writing about the truth, the Apostle John, in his first epistle, chapter 5, verse 6. Speaking about Jesus, he says, "This is the one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. He did not come by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth." Notice there. The Spirit, that's the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, is the truth. So that's the third coordinate. First, Jesus is the truth. Second, the Scripture is the truth. Third, the Holy Spirit is the truth. What we have to see is that each one attests the other two. Jesus is attested by the Scripture. The Scripture is attested by the Holy Spirit. You see, there are a lot of preachers that quote a lot of scriptures, but they aren't always presenting the truth. They may have motives that are impure. They may be motivated by lust or by greed, or they may have some spirit of error. I'm not always prepared to accept as being the truth something that's full of scripture. Particularly, I'm always suspicious of people who have about a half a dozen pet scriptures that they always trot out. In fact, I'm almost sure when I hear a person who hides behind half a dozen scriptures that he's in error. And the more he tries to batter me with those scriptures, the less willing I am to believe him. You see, there's something else. There's Jesus, there's the scripture, but there's something intangible. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the truth. See, the truth about Jesus and the truth of scripture is supernatural. It's not on a purely human plane. And supernatural truth requires supernatural attestation. Otherwise, the whole thing is out of balance. And Jesus himself was very careful to tell his disciples, if you're going to find the truth and stay in the truth, you're going to have to depend on the Holy Spirit. This is what he says in John 14, verses 25 and 26. All this I have spoken while still with you. But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, other versions say the Comforter, or the Advocate, but this one says the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. So even in order to remember the words of Jesus, they had to depend on the Holy Spirit, not on their own natural memory. That's why we can trust the New Testament as an accurate record, because it doesn't depend merely on accurate human memory. And then again in John 16, verses 12 through 14, Jesus says, I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. Notice he speaks about the Holy Spirit very specifically as a person. He doesn't say where it, he says he. He, the Spirit of truth, will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own, he will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. He will bring glory to me by taking from what is mine and making it known to you. You see, the Holy Spirit is the great interpreter of Jesus and of Scripture. And we depend on the Holy Spirit rightly to interpret the other two.
You know, if we were taking a vote, we would have voted for Jesus to be with us bodily all throughout our lives. But Jesus himself said in John 14 that it was better for him to go away and to send the Spirit of truth. The Holy Spirit is a revealer of truth. In fact, like Jesus, he is truth. And that's why he sent into our lives to reveal to us, to open to us, the many rooms of truth in the mansion of the kingdom of God. There's more to come as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
It's possible to call yourself a Christian, but never really know Jesus in a personal way. Why? Because too often we learn about Jesus, but never take the right steps to really get to know him. In his straightforward style and solidly biblical approach, Derek Prince explains how it should be the goal of every single believer to get to know Jesus personally. And because this is such an important goal, we want you to have a copy of Derek's classic audio CD teaching, That I May Know Him, at no charge. Simply request your free copy when you call us toll-free, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Make this your goal, to know Jesus Christ personally. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or request your free copy of That I May Know Him securely online at DerekPrince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince, Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Glad that you're with me here on this Thursday as we continue our series called What is Truth? Derek is confronting us, confronting many of the idols of our age with the reality that Jesus, His Word, and the Spirit of Jesus are the truth for our lives. Let's listen now as Derek carries us even further on this journey in the truth of God.
Jesus again said, and these are almost his closing words to his disciples while he was still on earth after his resurrection. Acts 1, verse 8, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. You see, to be faithful witnesses, they had to have the Holy Spirit. They had a supernatural message It had to have supernatural attestation, and that was the attestation of the Holy Spirit. And then again, the writer of Hebrews says in Hebrews chapter 2, verses 3 and 4, "How shall we escape if we ignore such a great salvation? This salvation, which was first announced by the Lord, was confirmed to us by those who heard him. God also testified to it by signs, wonders, and various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit." Notice, one reason why we need to accept the truth of the Scripture about Jesus is it's attested supernaturally by the Holy Spirit. So there we have those three coordinates of truth: Jesus, who is the truth, the Scripture, which is the truth, and the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, which is the truth. Now, when these three agree, then we know we have the truth. When we only have two, we cannot always be sure it's the truth. A preacher may use a lot of scriptures and talk a lot about Jesus, but yet not present us with the truth. Or he may have a lot of supernatural power, but what he teaches may not agree with the Bible. Or he may have a lot of religious theory and theology, but he may not honor Jesus and give him his rightful position. So in order to have the assurance of truth, to know that we're in the truth, we have to have these three together: Jesus, the Scripture, and the supernatural testimony of the Holy Spirit. In closing now, I want to say just a little more about this supernatural witness of the Holy Spirit to the truth. And I want to read, guess from whose writings? From the writings of the Apostle John, his first epistle, the second chapter. First of all, verses 18 through 21. "Dear children, this is the last hour. And as you've heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come. This is how we know it is the last hour. They went out from us, but they did not really belong to us. For if they had belonged to us, they would have remained with us. But their going showed that none of them belonged to us." The Apostle John is warning the Christians there about people who start by identifying themselves with the church and seem to be real Christians and may perhaps be very gifted and talented, but they don't abide in the truth. And so John says you need to be on your guard against them. And this is how he says we can be on our guard. Going on in verse 20 and 21. "But you have an anointing from the Holy One." The word anointing always directs us to the Holy Spirit. So the anointing from the Holy One is the anointing of the Holy Spirit. "And all of you know the truth. I do not write to you because you do not know the truth, but because you do know it, and because no lie comes from the truth." So John says you're going to be confronted from time to time with liars and deceivers. But you don't need to be taken in because you have this anointing of the Holy Spirit. And once you're confronted with something that's false, even if it sounds very religious, there's something in you, a little bell that will go off inside you and say, be careful, he's not what he seems to be. It's what we call the witness of the Holy Spirit. And it's not an option, dear friends. It's something we all need, especially in these days as deception proliferates on every side. The anointing of the Holy One abides in us. We must have that abiding anointing. And then again, just a little further on in the same chapter, 1 John chapter 2, verses 26 and 27. "I'm writing these things to you about those who are trying to lead you astray." You see, there will be people who will try to lead you astray. "As for you, the anointing you received from him remains in you, and you do not need anyone to teach you. But as this anointing teaches you about all things, and as the anointing is real, not counterfeit, just as it has taught you, remain in him." So when people come and try to lead us astray, one of the ways we have to check out is, how does the Holy Spirit in me respond? Does it respond positively or negatively? That's the anointing. That anointing is truth. It'll bear witness to the truth. It will reject error. And John says very simply, but so practically, we know that the truth is one thing, a lie is another. If it doesn't agree with the truth, it's a lie. And so we have these three coordinates that God has given us to be absolutely sure: Jesus, the Scripture, and the Holy Spirit.
You know, it's fascinating to realize how much emphasis Jesus put on the Holy Spirit. He actually said that we would be able to discern between the truth and a lie in our lives because the Holy Spirit was with us. If he put that much emphasis on the Holy Spirit, then surely we should. By the way, coming up here at the back part of our show is going to be a great discussion with a number of people here in the studio with me as we try to apply this question of what is truth and the answer Jesus is to that question to our lives. There's more to come as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
It's possible to call yourself a Christian, but never really know Jesus in a personal way. Why? Because too often we learn about Jesus, but never take the right steps to really get to know him. In his straightforward style and solidly biblical approach, Derek Prince explains how it should be the goal of every single believer to get to know Jesus personally. And because this is such an important goal, we want you to have a copy of Derek's classic audio CD teaching, That I May Know Him, at no charge. Simply request your free copy when you call us toll-free, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Make this your goal, to know Jesus Christ personally. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or request your free copy of That I May Know Him securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Thanks for being with us. We're loving this series called What is Truth by Derek Prince, a real challenge to our age as it has been in its core form all throughout history. The idea that Jesus is the truth, that philosophers cannot really arrive at truth, and that God's Word is the truth for all time. To help me process this and apply it to our lives are two gentlemen who bring great insight to us. First of all, David Holland, one of the producers of the show and a man of great insight who blesses us often. David, thanks for being here.
Hi, thank you, Stephen.
And also Christopher Selby, who hasn't been with us for a while, but he's the executive producer of this show and also a grandson of Derek Prince. Christopher, thanks for being here.
Hi, Stephen. It's great to see you.
Guys, I'm very moved by Derek's emphasis on the Holy Spirit because, you know, the Holy Spirit is such a controversial topic. We speak of him as a topic. He's actually a person. But the fact is that, you know, you've got the charismatics and the Pentecostals who welcome the Holy Spirit, talk about the Holy Spirit, emphasize the Holy Spirit. Then you have other denominations, other kinds of Christians, let's say Baptists or whoever, who don't tend to talk about the Holy Spirit as much. But my experience is that all believers really do practice a sort of a relationship with the Holy Spirit when they talk about I feel led or I'm sensing or I believe the Lord is saying. I mean, I have my Baptist, my Church of Christ, my Episcopalian friends say those things to me. And so it seems like the Holy Spirit is more normative to the Christian life than just in the charismatic and Pentecostal movements. David, you've been a pastor in a sort of a nominally charismatic church. Help us sort this out.
Well, I think that's exactly right. And Paul talks about the communion of the Holy Spirit, that there is this relationship with the Holy Spirit that's available. And I think almost all Orthodox Christians acknowledge that reality at some level. One thing I don't think many Christians think about when they think about the Holy Spirit is truth. They are quick to look to the Holy Spirit for empowerment. They're quick to look to the Holy Spirit for gifts in many cases. They lean to the Holy Spirit for many things, but Jesus said the Holy Spirit will lead you into all truth. Now, the person I know who has a great revelation of that is my bride. My wife, often on many occasions, I have heard her say, when we need a piece of information, when we're missing some knowledge that we need, she will say, Holy Spirit, I know that you will lead us into all truth. We need you to show us what to do or where that thing is or where to go from here. And on more than one occasion when I've gotten this lost and refused to ask for directions, she will pray, Holy Spirit, you lead us into all truth because my husband won't stop for directions. But that's very much one of his roles, and it's exciting to hear Derek pointing it out today.
Well, you know, Jesus actually referred to the Holy Spirit as the Spirit of Truth.
Yeah.
And I would think that in the age in which we live, in this generation, that the ability to discern truth as opposed to all of the false religions that are thrown our way. You know, I'd opened up my newspaper here just this past week, and there was a guy who was filling a great big theater in California claiming to be Jesus. I mean,
wow.
That's what's going on all the time. So, you know, Chris, you've done a lot of ministry. You've worked in the arts. You've ministered to a lot of people. These false Christs, false religions, they really tie people up. And what we need is a healthy dose of the Spirit of Truth to lead us in the right direction.
I've always kind of thought people are looking for God. They just don't. Everyone's looking for God. They don't realize it.
Sure.
And so they look in a lot of different things and find what are counterfeits of truth. But the absolute truth through the Holy Spirit is what is going to bring them to Christ. There's a, you know, what is the role of the Holy Spirit? Well, the Holy Spirit, you know, part of what he does is he draws people to the Father through Jesus. And that is that truth that sets them free. And that comes through the Holy Spirit.
You know, David, we're even dealing with this politically today because for the first time in American history, at least as far as I know, we have a Mormon candidate for president.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're certainly not religious bigots here on this show, but Mormonism is not, I think we can say safely, Orthodox Christianity.
No.
It doesn't hold what I would consider to be a biblical view of Jesus, doesn't hold a biblical view of God, Jehovah, the Father, however you want to express that for these purposes. And I think a lot of people, though they might agree with Mitt Romney politically, have a sense that there's not a spirit of truth, so to speak, about what he believes, and they're uncomfortable. Yeah. And as I travel and minister in churches, I hear a lot about this kind of thing. How do you process that in terms of truth, the spirit of truth, and what's going on in our country today, particularly in light of Mitt's candidacy?
Well, I think it's going to present conservative, Orthodox Christian believers an interesting conundrum if Mitt Romney is the nominee. I'm not a political expert, but it's going to present an interesting choice to believers because he will be very much in agreement with them on almost all the issues, and yet they will be in a position of needing to embrace somebody who really holds some pretty unorthodox views about God and religion. But I'm a guy who's about to send his oldest daughter off to college. I know that this particular ministry, Derek Prince Ministries, has been a tremendous blessing to me over the years, has brought truth to me. It's brought truth to hundreds of thousands the world over, and still does today. So this is I'm very tender on this topic right now. But Chris, I'm aware that, you know, we're on an ongoing basis, we're hearing from people who are continuing to be touched by the ministry. It's blessing them. You're getting that kind of feedback all the time.
We are, and I just have to share one testimony, and I feel okay that I can say this because he's my grandfather. So this isn't any PR campaign. This is just a very proud grandson and a genuine testimony that we received from a radio listener who wrote, "Derek Prince is the best Bible teacher I've ever had. Everything he teaches is profitable for me in my walk with God. I've never been exposed to such practical application of God's word. Derek Prince always backs up his teaching with scripture. This is what convinces me that it's true, and I check it for myself. I've been set free by the truth. I thank God for Derek's teaching." That makes me feel good as a grandson, and it makes me feel good as a part of this ministry to know that as this legacy continues, that we are touching lives all over the world through the truth of God's word.
Now, Christopher, what about other folks who might be listening who have testimonies or have things they want to get back to us? The website's really the mechanism.
Absolutely. Go to the website, derekprince.org. You can send your testimony in. We'd love to hear from you. Love to hear what God's doing in your life through this broadcast. And there's just a ton of other things that you can do while you're there. You can hear this radio broadcast. You can download MP3s. You can sign up. We have a free weekly devotional email, which is taken from the archives of my grandfather's teachings. You can stay up to date with all the great stuff that's going on all around the world. Gives you prayer requests, teaching articles, resources, just a bunch of stuff. And you know, if maybe the Lord is leading you to partner with Derek Prince Ministries financially, you can do that securely online as well. It's almost kind of the hub of the ministry in a way.
Yeah, the website's really been designed for you to be able to have a relationship with the ministry and to be a part of it.
That's fantastic. Guys, thanks for being with me.
Oh, our pleasure.
Thanks, Stephen.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow on Friday as the legacy continues.
Take a moment right now to ask for your free copy of Derek's powerful CD, That I May Know Him. All you need to do is call us toll free, 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Call now and request your free and postage-paid copy. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. And of course, you can request your free CD when you visit us online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org.